council and last night the BTU board approved the purchase of automated meter infrastructure, known in the business as AMI, and we'll get started on it next month. First thing we'll do is put in a communication system so that as we put these meters in homes and businesses, they can send the signals back to our offices. In real time, we'll know how much each business or residence is using in kilowatt hours.
The reason for doing this would be what?
There are several reasons to install an AMI system. First of all, we won't have to be going into people's backyards to read meters anymore. We won't have to go through locked gates. We will read electronically the meters back at the office. Secondly, we can give excellent service when someone wants to move, move from one apartment to another. They can email us, call us, they can be in the office, and instantaneously we can turn off one meter and turn another on. And thirdly, looking down the road just a bit, not too far, when there's an outage, we will know it literally before the customer knows it. The meter will tell us that it's no longer getting juice, and we can begin, based on where those meters show to be, we can isolate the device that's caused the problem very, very quickly.
So what becomes of your human meter readers?
We have been working towards phasing out the meter readers for a couple of years. Meter reading equipment that we use to read the meters, the vehicles, the people, have all been moving towards other jobs, and we will phase them into other jobs. But literally, meter reading, as we have known it since electricity really began to be used, will go away. In the state of Texas, about 2 million meters have already been switched to AMI, and in the next 3 years, practically every electric customer in the state of Texas will have this kind of meter in their home or business.
Has there been any information gathered when these new meters are put in, whether customers use any more, or I shouldn't say use more, but the way that it's measured, any more or less electricity is measured with the new meters?
Well, Bill Oliver always asks really good questions when he asks questions about the electric business, and this one about electric usage is a good one. In the early years, we really don't see any change because the customer doesn't know any difference from the meter that was read by people. However, in just a couple of years, we will be going into homes and we will be putting in a digital readout so people can monitor their usage. The long-term hope of everyone in our industry is that we can move towards more of a real-time purchase of electricity. In other words, we're going to tell you how much it cost us real time, and you can change your habits to be in line with what those costs are. 2 weeks ago, electricity was $3 a kilowatt hour for most of a day. Most of the time, electricity on the grid is about 3 cents a kilowatt hour. During that kind of a time period, even if it was very cold, most people would want to cut back all their electric using activities rather than pay that kind of price. We, under the present circumstance, couldn't tell anyone what was going on. There's not a practical way to do it. So we look forward to the day when we will be able to inform the customers about their usage and their price with a little digital readout in their home.
And there's been talk, and maybe some electric utilities have already started charging more for prime hours since it costs more to produce. So I guess I need to catch up whether BTU already has that type of system, and if not, will this allow at least consideration of it?
BTU does have time of use rates for some customers. Really only in the commercial does it make any sense right now in the commercial customer. So some folks that have usage that is particularly given towards off-peak times, like churches, we have off-peak rates. We will move, like two companies in Texas already have done with their AMI systems, to some on-peak, off-peak type rates. Simple in the beginning, something on the order of on a summer day from, say, 10 in the morning till 8 in the evening, rates might be 12 cents, and then the rest of the time rates might be 6 cents. That's purely an example, but that's the way the time of use rates are done today. There'll be a day come in the future, I believe, when you will pay real time based on the actual cost. It should really help us utilize our generation better, keep us from building a lot of unnecessary generation that's really just for peaking.
Let me go back to the installation schedule. What can a resident or an apartment dweller expect as far as a temporary outage while the meters are being switched?
Well, we are going to develop a schedule with our manufacturer Sensus in the coming month, and then we will be getting those schedules out to the customers. We'll have sort of a mass media advertising, if you want to call it that, of the times that things are going to be done. But then as we move into a neighborhood, we'll be more particularly targeting that neighborhood with information. And the outage will last for a minute or so as one meter is pulled out and the other one is plugged in. And that new meter plugged in is not more accurate, it's not better, it just has one function that our current meters don't have, and that is that it can send the signal of the usage by radio waves back to our office.
This is a really huge investment. You know, somebody's going to see over $4 million in it, and they're going to stop dead in their tracks. But when you dig into it and you see all the advantages,
you know, a little factoid here that might help a little bit. We spend about $800,000 a year meter reading. Then we spend another $200,000 and maybe just a scooch more in one other department on meter repairs that will go away for some number of years because we have new meters in place. So we are looking at savings of over $1 million a year right off the bat. And then with the outage information and the ability to turn students off when they move from one apartment to the other without having to send someone there to physically do it, our savings add up to about another $200,000 a year. So the system can quickly pay for itself, has a pretty high upfront cost, but pays back quickly.
Payback's less than 5 years by my quick math.
We throw interest in there and are conservative with our numbers and are using 7 years for a payback, and then in the next 7 years of the meter life, which should not really have much maintenance at all, we should garner about another $8 or $9 million of net income to put back in the system.
Doesn't break my heart as a ratepayer.
Well, it's good for ratepayers in several ways, and being able to give information to ratepayers in the future, information is good no matter how you do it.